Chapter 26. Now about this time, Jonathan and his fellow elders arrived. They had been sent from Jerusalem by Simon's party and the chief priest Hanan. For not daring to take me into his hand openly, he was plotting to take me in an ambush. Now, he wrote me the following letter.
Jonathan and his companions, who have been sent by the Jerusalemites, to Joseph, greetings. The principal men in Jerusalem, having heard that Yohanan of Gishalav has often plotted against you, have sent us to reprimand him and to exhort him to submit to you from now on. Because we desire to deliberate together with you about what is proper to be done, we request that you come to us quickly, but with only a few men, for this village is not able to accommodate a mass of soldiers.
Now they wrote these things, expecting one of two outcomes. Either I would come without weapons, and they would have me at their mercy. Or I would bring along many others, and they could judge me to be a foe. Now the letter was brought to me by a cavalryman. He was an audacious youth, one of those who had formerly served in the royal army. Now, it was the second hour of the night, and I was dining with my friends and the principal men of the Galileans, when my household slave brought a message to me that a certain Judean cavalryman had arrived. I directed him to be called in. Indeed, he did not salute me at all, but he held out a letter, saying,
"This letter has been sent to you by those who have come from Jerusalem. Now quickly, write a reply, because I am under pressure to return to them."
Therefore, indeed, those who were reclining at table were astonished at the soldiers' boldness. But I requested that he sit down and join us for dinner. But he declined. Indeed, I kept the letter in my hands as I had received it, but conversed with my friends about other matters. But a while later, I got up and indeed dismissed the rest to their beds, but directed only four of my closest friends to stay, and ordered my boy to prepare wine. Then, when no one could notice, I unrolled the letter and at a glance understood the writer's design. Then I resealed it, and instead, I held it in my hands as though I had not yet read it. And I ordered 20 drachmas to be given to the soldier for his traveling expenses. Now he accepted this money and thanked me for it. Perceiving his shameful greed, I also found this to be the primary means of beguiling. So I declared, "Instead, if you will but drink with us, you shall receive a drachma for every ladle." Now he gladly assented, and in order to win more silver, he indulged himself so freely in the drink that he became a drunk and was no longer able to conceal his secrets. Instead, he told me, without even being asked, both about the plot that had been contrived against me, and how I had been condemned to death by them. On hearing this, I wrote the following reply. Joseph, to Jonathan and his companions, greetings. I am delighted to discover that you have arrived in Galilee in good health, but especially because I shall now be able to hand over to you the care of local affairs and return to my fatherland. For this I have also long desired to do. Therefore, I indeed ought to have gone, not merely to Casulah, but instead further to wait upon you, even without your directions. But I must request that you excuse me for my inability to do so, as I am here at Kabul, keeping watch on Plakidos, who is meditating to go up into Galilee. Therefore, when you have received this letter, come to me. Farewell. When I had written this letter and handed it to the soldier, I sent him off, accompanied by 30 Galileans of the highest esteem, whom I indeed enjoined to greet those men, but not to say anything else. But I arranged for a chaperone to accompany each of those trustworthy heavy-armed soldiers, to watch them in order to see that no conversation would take place between those whom I sent and Jonathan's party. So they indeed went off. But foiled in their first attempt, Jonathan's party sent me another letter as follows.
Jonathan and his companions, to Joseph, greetings. We charge you to join us 3 days from now, without our men, at the village of Gabaroth, so that we may give a hearing to the complaints you have made against Johanna.
After they had written this letter and greeted the Galileans whom I had sent, they went on to Yafia, the largest village in Galilee. It had very strong walls and was completely full of inhabitants. Now there, the multitude came out to meet them, along with women and children. And they kept crying out, directing them to leave and not to begrudge them of their good general. Now Jonathan's party was irritated by these outcries, and indeed, they did not dare to reveal their anger, but they made no reply and proceeded on their route to the other villages. But similar outcries met them on all sides, the people saying,
"No one shall induce us to change our minds about having Joseph for our general."
But unsuccessful, Jonathan's party departed and went to Zippori, the largest city in Galilee. Now here, the men, whose minds were inclined toward the Romans, went to meet them. Indeed, they did not praise me, but they did not revile me either.